woke up in the morning. Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years. On the radio.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings,
radiated through space,
with Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
Well, it's Monday again, somehow, some way. Welcome to it. It's the last week in July. You're heading into a long weekend, so yay for that. Lots going on. We got the summer side hustle. $1,000 going to somebody this morning who qualified Friday, and you're gonna hear them win. And then you're going to be like, why can't that be me? That be me. And by the way, it can be.
It can be.
8 o'clock, we're going to have a keyword for you. So tomorrow, we can call you. In the meantime, check in with everybody. TJ, who is on vacation, can't check in. But Jax can. What's going on?
Well, it's very rare that you see a business open during a pandemic. And I want to give a little shout out to a business that I stopped into on Saturday night in the East End. It's called Lavender Menace, and it's a new LGBTQ plus bar. Oh. And this is a bar that's open during the pandemic, and it's absolutely incredible. It's looking to become like a community hub. It's really beautiful. They have all kinds of like really good food and drinks and also non-alcoholic drinks. It's just, it's rad, and it's like nice to see something in
Where
the community.
Is it?
It's Girard East.
Oh, really?
Girard East, yeah. So check it out. Maybe Girard we can go East. Dancing, yeah. So.
Oh, someone's speaking like an East Ender.
I know. I know. It's just really nice to see that happening during a pandemic.
Producer Michaela.
Yesterday, I did all sorts of water sports, and today I can hardly move.
Yay.
I'm so sore.
Whose cottage were you at?
My parents' place. They live up on the lake now because they're retired.
Whoa.
Did they sell the estate and move to the lake?
No.
We always joke that Michaela's family is extremely rich. I'm not
it's
really
not
sure
true.
That they are. But
they are, too.
We just always joke that they are. Now, what sports did you do? Were you water skiing?
We
was it tubing?
We were water skiing. We were tubing. We were kneeboarding.
You kneeboard?
Oh, my goodness. I am a master kneeboarder.
What?
We did this thing where my one cousin took off and we were out and about and then he fell and he's like, I'm done, because he's like in his late 30s now, and one spill was too much for me.
Yeah.
I said late 30s.
Okay.
And one spill was too much for him, so then I get back on and we go back by the dock and I throw a wave and everyone thinks it's him, and then I do the circle, go back home, and I glide into the dock so effortlessly, and then everyone's like, oh, you're not Andrew.
Oh wow.
I've never heard you confidently speak about yourself like this.
I
wow.
know, this
if
is
there's
great.
One thing I can do, it's a water sport.
I love this, because I grew up kneeboarding and skiing and wakeboarding and doing all that stuff as well. Kneeboarding is my absolute favorite thing, and no one's ever done it, ever.
I grew up walking to Tim Hortons, like not kneeboarding. Get out of here. Get out of here.
And swimming to school in Halifax Harbor.
Right.
Oh, hey, so Ben Affleck and J-Lo, they came back in style this week, and we're going to talk about this Instagram post. It shook the world. 710. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I don't know if you caught Friday's show, and if you didn't, that's okay. But we were talking about Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. And we were talking about Instagram soft launches versus hard launches. So you're in a new relationship. And, you know, do you come out and go, bam, here's a picture of us
here
together?
We are.
That's a hard launch. Soft launch is more of like a, you appear on someone else's Instagram. Or, you know, you're out to dinner and there's two plates instead of one that you take a picture of, and their hand is in it or their face is in it, but they're not tagged.
A vague story here and there.
So yeah. Ben Affleck and J-Lo were at Leah Remini's wedding.
Yeah.
And last week, they made it into her wedding slideshow, the three of them together.
Ah, yes, they did.
So we were like, okay, Instagram soft launch.
Yeah.
But usually, before you go to the hard launch stage, you leave a little bit of time, right?
Mm-hmm. And we were betting.
So what did we bet? Because I can't remember.
I said October. I said it's going to happen in like late September, early October. You said you weren't sure, but it wasn't right now.
No. But this weekend.
Yeah.
They came out, and they came out in style.
Didn't they? Didn't they?
A making out picture on Instagram. By the way, they both look fantastic.
I do.
Jennifer Lopez was in a bathing suit all weekend.
Of course
and
she was.
She belongs in one, don't you think?
Yeah.
Incredible shape, both of them, looking good. And, you know, like, Ben has various states of where he's at, right?
Yes.
And like, now I think he's looking clean and mean and, like putting it together.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you want to keep up with J-Lo, you better, right? You got to bring your A game.
Absolutely. And I feel like if he's like, this is my second shot, I got to do it right. And as far as I know, like, he's chilling, he's sober, like, he's doing his thing, he's working on films, he's doing writing. I don't know, however, how she feels about his large back tattoo.
Oh, that's that big
the phoenix rising from the ashes.
So the she I think it was Andy Cohen that asked her on Watch What Happens Live about that, and she was like, "Oh, it's like she wasn't a huge fan." So I'm curious about if they've had a conversation about that tattoo, like what they're, you know.
If you love somebody, you accept their tattoos. Like,
right.
Michelle accepts my weird little cursive writing tattoo that I got when I was 16 on my ankle. I'm like, you know, it's not a large phoenix on my back.
It's not your entire back.
No, that's true. It's so big.
So then, okay, so Ben and J-Lo, then they had a picture almost exactly identical to the Jenny from the Block video.
Yeah.
Where, you know, Ben's like smacks her bum in the Jenny from the Block video, if you remember from like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, then there's another one, and he's just doing the same thing. And by the way, they both look the exact same.
I love this for
them. They have not aged at all.
I love this. Like, this is, if anything you thought was impossible is now possible, this is it. They're back together.
They are.
Gives me hope for the future.
You know, I was talking to Lawyer Bay over the weekend about it, because this is how obsessed we were. But my question is this. Let's say you get a 20-year separation, you get back together.
Yeah.
Do you talk about the things that broke you up? Do you ever say, like, hey, we broke up, you know, we were in our 30s or 20s or whatever, and we're in our 50s now, you know, we want to make this happen, but, like, do you talk about the things that broke you up, or do they just not matter anymore? Like, do you think they've had that conversation?
I think that you absolutely do talk about it, but you talk about it not in a way like, hey, remember when you did this? It's like, hey, remember how we didn't resolve this and how we could resolve it now? I think it's a lot healthier of a conversation.
Okay.
Yeah. Or you just ignore it and sweep it on the carpet. I'm not sure.
It just looks super sexy on Instagram together.
Yeah, that's probably it.
That doesn't hurt.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Luke Prokop's a name that hopefully you get to know a little bit better just by virtue of the fact that he's a great hockey player. He got drafted to the Nashville Predators, but he's known right now for being the first player ever under contract in the NHL to come out.
Woo!
And that's the thing, is that, like, you know, what we want to do here is normalize this. You know, who he's attracted to at the end of the day, you want that to be sort of like, well, they're gay or they're straight, you know?
They're a player and they have a partner, doesn't matter who.
But because he's the first and because this isn't normalized yet, it's really important that you do shout that out and applaud that. You know, it's a lot of strength to come out like that. And, you know, anybody like me who grew up playing hockey can be...
I can't even imagine.
It's not exactly... Yeah. It was not exactly the most inclusive environment when I was growing up. Now... I do want to throw this out at you. So Luke does this. It makes national headlines, international headlines. So he gets a phone call the next day, and it's from sort of an unknown number.
Okay.
And it's somebody congratulating him.
And I'm dying. I want to know who.
We don't know much about what was said in the call because he hasn't revealed it, but we do know that the call happened. So who do you think it was?
I made the joke that it was Ellen. Welcome.
Ellen.
Welcome to the club. It's me, Ellen. The gay spokeswoman. No, I don't know. Like, this, there's so many people.
Take a wild stab in the dark. Who do you think would call this guy?
Elton John.
Elton John was the phone call.
Yep. Stop it.
Elton John, you nailed it.
Seriously?
Yeah.
And you wouldn't even let me look this up?
No. Yeah, so...
Oh, my God.
Elton John called him the next day, I guess, just to congratulate him. Now, we don't know... Again, he hasn't been interviewed since. We don't know what was said on the phone call, but we do know from his agent that, I guess, Elton John contacted the agency.
Yeah.
Or his people contacted the agency, and then Elton gave him a call.
I've got, like, goosebumps right now. Like, that's, like, the one person I'm, like, wild stab in the dark. Who could... The best person you could ever hear from be. And, like, Elton's, like, that's not new for Elton. Elton's, like, not a welcoming wagon, but Elton's really, really sweet about that kind of stuff. I remember when Sam Smith, they started, you know, regularly talking about sexuality and non-binary issues, that Elton John was always speaking out and chatting with Sam Smith and connecting with them. So, like, that's so... Elton!
We must
protect Elton.
To be honest with you, like, and maybe this isn't fair to Elton, but you wouldn't think hockey player Elton John.
No.
Right? He doesn't strike you as the guy that'd be paying attention to sports headlines.
Elton John's just chilling, calling people, welcoming them.
He does. I read his book last year, and apparently what he loves to do is, like, hang out with the Billboard charts every time they come out. And he likes to see who's on top and loves to listen to new music, too. So he's right up there. Like,
Elton.
All the stuff we're playing, he's into because he wants to know what's hit, what's popular right now.
Huge fan of Dua Lipa. He's always hanging out with Dua Lipa. Yeah, really, really likes Dua Lipa.
When the Spice Girls were huge, he was a huge fan of the Spice Girls. Like, Elton John rules. What a treasure he is.
I love Elton John. That is, you know what? That warms the cockles of my heart.
There you go.
Thank you.
Jax has cockles. That's breaking news.
This This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
CN Tower is getting a $21 million revamp. And the main story here is they're going to make the glass floor even scarier.
Why?
So when was the last time you were up to CN Tower?
I went to CN Tower for dinner in 2015.
You also did the Edge Walk.
Oh, true. Yeah, yeah.
With Richard Branson.
Oh, yeah, true. Two years ago.
Like 2 years ago for here, for
yeah,
us.
For us, yeah. Sorry, I blacked out because I was so terrified.
So I guess it's going to modernize the outdoor terrace and, quote, maximize year-round indoor viewing capacity with a whole new renovated space. So one of the things that they want to do is have interactive walls that'll sort of, react to you as you're walking by. And I guess it's supposed to be kind of trippy and cool. And it's going to allow for a lot more event type things to happen there, because what's happened with the CN Tower is, first off, it's a little dated.
Yeah.
Right? The carpet is a little,
dusty?
You know, your school from 1992.
Bit field trippy.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And that's fine. It worked for the time, but now it's time to clean it up a little bit. The other thing is, the glass floor clearly has panels, right?
Yeah.
You know that there's panels and stuff in there. The new glass floor will be, quote, uninterrupted. And from what we understand, they're going to try to basically make it so that it is so clean that you can't even know that it's there. Because that's the thing. The panels with the glass floor, like, producer Michaela is grabbing her neck right now.
Yeah. So, I am stressed.
Yeah.
So imagine, right? You've got, it's that thick plexiglass, right? And you can see the panels in it. That's how you know it's there. And that's how you can be like, oh, come on out on the floor. But this one, they want it to just be a custom piece that just pops in and you have no idea.
You know what makes me feel even more sick than this entire conversation is thinking about the person who has to build this.
I went there too. The person's got to install it.
Can you imagine?
Well, so first thing you have to do is you have to peel back the glass that's already there in panels.
You got to take out that glass.
Talk about the most terrible, because I don't like heights either. That's terrifying. And then, I guess, do you just like put a big rope down and then pull it up through the big hole in the CN Tower?
Caution signs around, like, don't fall in. Like, what do you do? What do you do in the
in-between? I don't know.
I will say though that like I didn't like heights until I did the Edge Walk.
And now
I'm,
you like
a heights,
heights
girl, yeah. So like I would, if they want help replacing that, I would help them.
Okay.
I'm a heights gal.
Tell me what changed for you when you did the Edge Walk. I would have thought that would have made things scary.
No, exhilaration. And I went and I thought I was gonna like pass out or hurt myself. And when I went out there, I just like, I got high on the heights. Something just changed to me.
Really?
I'm a woman of the world now.
You and Branson just close to space. Getting high.
We held hands.
Did you?
Yeah. He knew how scared I was and he held my hand. And I have never, ever felt richer. And I will never, ever be that rich.
Wow. Yeah. Well, listen, I got to say, absolutely terrifying. Yeah. The first person we're sending out there is producer Michaela.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Michaela.
No.
So wait.
I am sweating.
Did you ever do it? Like, have you ever walked the glass floor?
No, I'm too scared to go on it.
So
it's
what
like,
would
it's
it,
a mental thing,
yeah,
I think.
What would it take?
What would it take? How would we get you to do it?
One time a friend like pretended to push me on it and I almost passed out.
So we have to trick you and
we
hurt
must,
you.
Yeah.
I don't know, guys. I'm my hands are like actually sweaty.
Really?
Right now.
Would you do the Edge Walk with me?
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Hey, hurry this up because we got to get to 5K Friday.
All right, just because TJ's not here doesn't mean this isn't going to be good. The Norwegian handball team was given a fine for defying the bikini rule bottom, and Pink wants to pay it. So here's the deal. The female team, they are told to wear bikini bottoms. They obviously don't think that these rules should be mandatory. They're arguing that they are degrading and impractical, which is completely true. Pink, among a ton of celebrities, has spoken up. She tweeted, "I'm very proud of the Norwegian female beach handball team for protesting the very sexist rules about their uniform, and I'd like to pay the fine." I love Pink.
It's super weird that that's even a rule.
Right?
Who does that benefit? No, we've got to see their bums, but not the boy bums.
Yep, no, they got to move better. Females need to move better. It doesn't even make sense.
Weird.
It doesn't even make sense. Showtime has announced that the Dexter reboot is officially coming November 7th. Oh. So this has been teased for a couple years now. The network has finally given it a date. They're still putting out a couple trailers. I guess it's going to be kind of a follow-up of his life, like his whirlwind life. It looks like Dexter is in this new identity. He's in a snowy new town. Everybody likes him. It's going to be coming out November November 7th. And I hope it's not as bad as the ending of Dexter was.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, hopefully him and his sister have married and they're
I don't
happily
like
ever after.
I
hated
weird,
that storyline.
That plot twist. I was like, we don't need to do this.
Why did they go there with that?
I don't know. Well, if you thought that Kanye West was going to put his album out with no drama, boy, were you wrong. So he did perform the album on Thursday night to a ton of fans at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It was supposed to release on Friday, and then it didn't release on Friday, and now he's living in the stadium finishing the album. That's what's happening with Kanye right now. So he made a studio inside of the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. He's just made a makeshift studio. He's hired a private chef, and he will not leave until it's done. It's apparently going to come.
Do Mercedes-Benz know that?
I hope so.
Are they like, hey, could we charge you rent? Like,
by the way,
I know Mercedes-Benz doesn't own the stadium, blah, 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 blah.
He must be paying rent. But like, also, do you have a choice if Kanye's like, no, I'm living here now?
I don't know, but I'd be charging him rent for sure.
So he's got a chef in there. He's got his buddies in there. He's finishing it. He was spotted out like watching a game in the stadium yesterday, and he was wearing this weird suit that looks like a sock. So much is happening.
Did he leave
for him.
His bedroom and just go watch?
He was apparently there for only 30 seconds. It's like, you have to see the suit. Please go Google the suit that he was wearing. He looked like he was wearing pantyhose. Okay. The whole situation's a mess. It's apparently going to come out August 6th, but I don't know if that's true. And that's what's trending. I'm Jax.
Oh, thank God that's over. Right now we can focus on 5K Fridays.
Hey!
Kidding, you did a great job. 5K Fridays after Elijah Woods. It's Lights. This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Hey.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Are you worried or uncomfortable with working out with your partner? A lot of people see it as like, you know what? I want to have my time on my own. Like, I need, you know, it's good to have your own personal time, right? And then there are, like, you know, and then there's like the Instagram workout couple. It's like, we really like to push each other. And sometimes I lie on my back and then he lies on my the hands and the feet. And then we do...
Oh, like acro yoga?
Yeah, we do acro yoga together.
I want him to stretch me.
And then we drink alkaline water all the rest of the day and stare at each other.
There's too much.
So where do you fall? Because here's the thing. There are people, like, it's two camps of people. Most people are like, yay or nay. Mm-hmm. Most people will have an opinion on this. Jax, you tried it with Michelle this weekend.
Yeah, well, I've been trying it, and it's been going well. So we go to the same, like, we go to the same F45 classes, and I'm really enjoying it. But I saw a different side come out this weekend because now, like, it's become a competition. We're doing, like, the little heart monitor things. And
so explain that.
So it goes, it's like a band, and it goes around your chest, and then it gives you all of your, like, all your stats at the end, like how many calories you burned, like what your heart rate was up to, like when you were at your highest, your lowest, etc. And we hadn't been working out with this before, and everything was fine. Like, we were kind of, like, laughing during the classes, like, winking, flirting. And then she became a monster on Saturday.
What do you mean? What happened?
She's so competitive.
Oh.
And she's more fit than me for sure, but she became a different woman. A tiny little tyrant. And she didn't talk to me. She glared at me a couple times. Like, she beat me.
Really?
Like,
okay.
Oh yeah. But I'm very competitive too. And I wanted to keep up. But I'm not as in shape. So I wasn't in a good place. I threw up in my mouth a little bit. Like, I was
did
on.
You actually?
I did.
You worked yourself up that much?
Because I was like,
oh my God.
Oh. And I threw up a little bit in the back of my mouth. But I didn't let her see it. I didn't want her to know.
You don't want to show weakness.
Yeah,
right?
But she still beat me. And she was almost like kind of trolling me.
Like,
she was,
okay, so let me ask you this. So do you walk home?
Yeah, we walk home together.
Okay, so how was the walk home?
Like, it wasn't as warm as the walk there. That's for sure.
Like, were you holding sweaty hands?
No, we were just kind of like talking, and she was trying to get me. Like, we were looking at our stats because you get them in the email right after, and she was kind of like, "Yeah, hey, yeah, you see?" Like, she knows. She knows.
Really?
Yeah, she knows. So now it's like fun, and we're doing it together tonight again. Mm-hmm. And I just like I want to go back to like the flirty fun. Like, let's help each other and support each other. But she's so strong.
So you feel like the dynamic has shifted here, right? Because it was, you guys were teammates going in.
Yeah, we were a team.
But you know, what they do with all gyms now, but F45, I know they've got those little
They have like little boxes.
So you can take off your mask and work out, but you stay in that box.
Yeah, you can,
and you are
you
socially distanced.
That's right,
and it's all safe or whatever. Yeah. So you feel like you went from, hey, we're partners, and we support each other in this, in our fitness journey, to I'm going to crush you.
Yeah.
Now,
she came for me.
To be honest with you, Jax is not the type of person who likes to crush people in anything because she feels bad. So,
true.
But Michelle, from what I'm understanding, is a little more like me. Like, I don't care who you are. Yeah. I'm going to crush your soul.
It's so much.
I like this.
Yeah.
So, are you feeling like this was a good idea or a bad idea?
I feel like it's a good idea because it's going to probably get me into shape quicker because I want to be competitive with her.
Okay.
Is it great for our relationship and the walks home? I mean, only time will tell.
So here's the question. 416-872-9999-999 to text. You work out with your partner or you tried it once?
Yeah.
How did it go?
Yeah.
Why did you stop?
Yeah.
Why did you continue?
Yeah.
And how do you think it's going to work out for Jax based on the story you just heard?
Ooh. Let us know.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, so there's some couples that work really well together in all instances. Some that get a little too competitive, especially when it comes to like sports or card games or, in this case, working out. Jax and her girlfriend, Michelle, went to F45. And, you know, on the way in, very supportive.
Yeah.
Babe. We're in this, it's our fitness journey, it's gonna be great. And then they give you guys heart monitors, and then all of a sudden you had something to compare.
She changed.
And she's like, I'm gonna crush you.
And she did, and she's so little, but she's a monster.
So the question is, is working out with your partner a good idea or a bad idea? Jax, what are the texts saying? And we're eating this for you.
Bunch of texts from the 705. If my girlfriend and I play on opposite teams on any activity in sport, it's like war. If we're on the same team, though, we are supportive and encouraging.
Oh, okay.
Text from the 416. My boyfriend and I tried to work out together before. We were both doing our own thing. I was on the side of the gym doing lunges, and my legs completely gave out. I fell to the floor, and my boyfriend was across the gym, and he was so embarrassed, he pretended he didn't know me. We never went to the gym again together. Like Michelle would do that to me. She'd leave me.
Sorry. Well, it's like, sorry. Like,
oh,
you know,
no.
Only as fast as our slowest competitor. Right?
You good? All right. I got to keep going.
Hey, bro. Hurry up.
Text from the 226. I work every day. I work out every day with my fiance. We run and do our regular workouts together. We love it.
Mm.
They sound like they drink alkaline water together.
Yeah,
that's
they
for
do,
sure.
For sure.
Yeah. We got another text from the 647.
By the way, people who love running.
I don't get it.
I don't get it. I wish I got it, though.
Yeah.
Because it's...
I'd love to.
The people that love running, love running. They love it.
And they're like, there's nothing like it. Nothing like the way I feel.
Yeah. Like, I used to do cross-country running in high school to get ready for hockey.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that, like, required by your hockey team is you had to join cross-country, get your running in or whatever. And, like, there'd be people who we'd run with. And these people, like, I would finish, like, 300th out of 400 people.
Yeah.
And there would be people on our team that'd be like finishing top 10, like, God, I just felt great that whole race.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, you know what? I want to die. I'm like with 40 puffers trying to get past the finish line 10 kilometers later is ridiculous.
I will say that, though, we were both chubby kids out of it. I think that's why we had no business running.
I was
we should have, but we
didn't. High quality defenseman. Thank you very much.
I get a text here from the 647 as well. We trained jujitsu together. Damn.
That's cool.
That'd be tough.
Now, I think. That's a little different because jiu-jitsu is about your own personal practice, right? It's like doing yoga. It's like you're not competing doing yoga.
Yeah, you're just kind of... I've never done jiu-jitsu and I don't do a lot of yoga, so,
essentially,
so I'm not really sure.
It's just, you know, obviously it's about accuracy and about, you know, moving your body even just a little bit further each time. So I think I can see that.
That sounds really hard. A text from the 905. My girlfriend hates working out with me because I'm an extremist powerlifter. And I aggressively make her do the hardcore stuff. And it's essentially, it makes her hate me. And it's detrimental. Oh, my God, this goes on long. Detrimental to her relationship. Okay, well, stop making her do powerlifting, bro.
Yeah, listen, like, I think, you know, you want to work out like that, that's cool. But, like, you can't make her work out like a hero like you do, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be an extreme powerlifter. Yeah, I can imagine that
He said extremist powerlifter, which is...
It's like you're dating a professional hockey player. Like, okay, babe, we're going to do 50 slap shots today. Let's go.
I will end it on this gentle little text, though. From the 647, a friendly little competition's never a bad thing. At the end of the day, just make sure you're focused on the improvements you have for yourself and be grateful for those. Be happy you have a partner that wants to do things with you and enjoy the time together. That's so nice. I mean, in theory.
Nice. Yeah.
Theory.
Like, I mean, you guys want to work out together.
She is still going to crush me, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Lil Nas X has responded to allegations that he's quote unquote pushing a gay agenda in his music. So he put out a brand new video on Friday that a lot of, you know, folks are giving some backlash to, saying that it's quote-unquote too gay. He is, of course, an out 22-year-old gay man. And yeah, he's been really, really vocal and an amazing advocate. He did say on Friday to all these folks saying that he's pushing his agenda. All jokes aside, the idea of a gay agenda doesn't even make sense. If someone influences you to be gay, you're probably already gay. Like, that's all it is. And I love him, and I hope that he just keeps on getting louder. Absolutely. Billie Eilish, she has a new album coming out on Friday, but she does also have a new Disney Plus cinematic concert. So happier than ever, her brand new album is dropping on Friday, like I said, but she's going to be performing the entire thing, like with a full orchestra. There's going to be a bunch of special guests. Of course, Phineas, her brother's going to be on stage. She's going to be performing that at the Hollywood Bowl, and then the entire thing is going to be packaged and put on Disney Plus on September 4th. So it's going to come out. It's the first cinematic concert experience on that platform.
Very cool.
And CN Tower is getting a $21 million revamp. So what they want to do is take that $21 million, kind of modernize it, and also make the glass floor even scarier. They want to have an uninterrupted glass floor, because like you were saying earlier, Adam, which I didn't know, like there's panels. So this is just going to be completely terrifying. Yeah, they also want to have some interactive video walls that allow guests to engage in ways that they never have before. So you can go up there. It's going to be modern and even more scary. And that's what's trending on Jax.
The glass floor is a bit freaky.
It's terrifying.
I would hate to be the person that has to install it. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. So coming up just after, actually in an hour from right now, have you heard of 5K Fridays yet? If not, it works a lot like everything else that we do works because we want to make it simple. We're going to give you a keyword. You'll text it back to us. We will call you. You'll get a Google Smart Home Mini just for qualifying. And then Friday, you're in the draw for $5,000, which we give away every week this summer. 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jack.
Do not fall for this toxic, negative type of pickup, okay? I'm not talking about a pickup truck, by the way. I'm talking about pickup lines.
Okay.
Especially for men, okay? Because men are mostly responsible for this one.
Well, I'm going to get mad at men. Good morning. Here we go.
So it's called, first off, it's called negging.
Okay.
And it's a trait that's been around for a while, but a lot of people have never heard of it. And essentially what it is knocking you down a couple pegs so that they can have banter with you. So I'd be like, oh, Jax, see, we're black again today. And then making you feel a little insecure and then kind of making a joke. And the idea is, and this sounds ridiculous The idea is that you make someone feel a little bit vulnerable, mm-hmm. and then you sort of exploit that with a little bit of humor on top of it. So it's very passive aggressive. And then, you know, you make them feel a little bit on the back foot and then you make a joke and then they go, oh, and a lot of people take that as, oh, he's just, you know, he's
like
just
razzing.
And there's a
banter.
Difference between like razzing and banter and literally knocking someone down a couple of pegs.
That sounds awful. That sounds an awful like manipulation.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. It's about control, actually. Yeah. And they actually have counseling groups for this. And they say it will affect someone's self-esteem. They walk into a situation or relationship with, with their self-esteem intact. Oftentimes, people will take this as flirtatious behavior. But, you know, one of the things they tell you to do is pay attention to how you feel.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't do that. I didn't do that early on in my dating life, right? Like, I would feel, I'd feel like, ugh. But then be like, oh, I'll let it go. That's probably my fault. You need to listen to how you feel when you're around people. So if someone makes a witty joke and they're like, and you're like, I'm really uncomfortable with this, but I'm going to suck it up because I'm tougher than that and they can't get me and I'll come back at them and it'll be great. What they're doing is they're negging you. And what you need to do is walk the other way.
Yeah, run the other way.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're not interested. Well, they are interested, but they're being an a-hole and you want to avoid that. And, you know, it's important that we talk about some of this stuff because, number one, everybody's back out and dating again and we're all a little rusty. And number two, let's start fresh. We've had a nice little, with the, like the dry erase boards, just kind of wipe them clean.
It's really good to see that, like, post-pandemic, some men will still be trash. You know what I mean? It's good to see. It's refreshing. A little taste of yesteryear.
Yeah. It's, well, when you leave trash for a while, as you know, it starts to get a little smelly. So that's what you might be dealing with. So we wanted you to know about that. Don't fall for it.
Don't do it.
It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Would you agree with me if I said there are certain hurdles you have to cross in a relationship if it's going to have any legs.
Oh, absolutely.
Meeting family, yeah. You know, that sort of thing. Like, mm-hmm. you're obviously, your first hurdle is your first date. Can you make it through that? You get into that sort of rhythm where you're like, okay, we actually really like each other,
yeah,
that sort of thing.
And then,
so, you know, I've texted with them, but I'm meeting Lawyer Bay, who you call her Lawyer Bay.
Hang on, stop. I called her that once because she's a lawyer and I love her. But can we just say her name? Like, why are you being weird? Say her name.
Her name's Natalie.
Natalie.
So Natalie is her name. Yeah. So Natalie. So I'm going to meet Natalie's.
My gal Natalie.
Going to meet her sister. And I'm going to meet her brother-in-law.
Okay.
Now, she's got one sister.
Okay.
So this is the hurdle, right? You know, like, it's just the one. That's all it takes, my friend.
Producer
Michaela's shaking her head like,
because you have a sister.
I've got a sister.
I have a sister. We are the sisters, and I know that sister bond, and I know how important they might be.
Right.
Sometimes more than the parents.
Yeah. Oh, true.
Well, because
really?
I've met the parents. That's fine. But this is the thing I'm nervous about, because I know, like, because again, like, parents are, like, they're in a different generation, yeah, right? It's a little different. They view things differently, whatever. It doesn't mean that that's not important. But. You know, sister, same age, that sort of thing. It's they're gonna tell you honestly how they feel. So we're doing this tonight.
I love this. Okay.
And I guess I'm looking at it sort of like a job interview. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because this is sort of what it is.
Yeah.
If you want this relationship to continue, they better like you.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Right?
I would say so, yeah.
I mean, like, Jax, I don't know if Michelle has to meet your brother to get the full approval. Does that? Because
my brother just loves everybody. But I think the sister bond is differently and like are different. But I haven't really seen you sweat like this.
Yeah.
Like kind of like this. Like, and I get that because sisters can be dangerous. But
big
like
envy.
You're nervous, and I'm seeing like revert to like not a little boy, but like kind of like a crush stage. And like you're nervous, and I like this.
Very nervous.
But like, I mean, I know you guys have been seeing each other, but like, why are you so nervous? Like, are you, like, what's going on? Like,
I mean,
you guys are serious.
Well, I think if there's feelings at stake, I think you would be nervous. Like, would you be nervous about something you don't care about? Would you even be, if you didn't like somebody, you wouldn't be meeting their family.
You just said something.
Yeah.
And can I razz you for it right now? Can I call you out on it? You said feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, there's.
Yeah, you heard that too,
I heard
Michaela.
It too.
Okay, what kind of TJ's not here to help you. The girls, it's
I'm
the girls.
Yeah.
Okay, so you said feelings.
I did say feelings.
And what kind of feelings are those? Like what?
Well,
kind
they're
of,
feelings.
Yeah.
I don't
okay.
Know. They're feelings.
Don't get closer to the mic. Come close. You're backing away because you're nervous.
Yeah.
What kind of feelings?
They're just feelings. Like
deep
if
feelings.
You, okay. Huh?
Like deep feelings.
Well, sure. You're meeting someone's family. I mean, like it's
can I do
it? I think he's blushing.
Can I do it?
Yeah, I think so. I say yeah.
Do you love her?
Oh, Jax.
Do you love her?
Jax.
Do you?
Jax. We're not having this conversation. I'm asking about meeting the sister and being prepared.
He loves her. He loves her. Producer Michaela's nodding.
We haven't had that conversation
yet. Okay, but
you do. Don't blow it for me.
Because
here's the thing.
Okay.
If she heard that and she felt like we're still at the stage where it's like, I'm not sure.
That's not my problem, my friend.
Well, I don't want to scare her
off.
Like, you don't want to scare someone off.
Okay.
No, I've never had that conversation with her. So,
is it too soon? Like, what's the problem here?
Well, I don't. What is too soon for that? Is there too soon?
How long
for
have
that?
You guys been dating?
Well, okay. So if it's producer Michaela, and if you're just getting to know her, that's fine.
Yeah.
I've known Michaela for 7 or 8 years, and I know that she's probably she's been with her boyfriend for like 2 years. And if they've said I love you ever, I'd be shocked. Good, but you're one of those people.
I'm just very emotionally removed sometimes.
But I want to know, Michaela, because like lesbian standard time is like 4 minutes. So, but like from like a straight female's perspective, like how like what's around the good time?
I would say anywhere between like 3 weeks and
3 weeks.
Yeah,
3 months. Like it could be anywhere,
depending
on how fast you move or how much you like them or how serious you
are. Okay, well, we're longer than that.
Yeah.
So I think if you're in the 6 month range, it's a fair time to do it too.
Okay. Now, when did your boyfriend say it, or did you say it?
He said it first.
Okay.
And I ran away.
Cute.
You ran away?
And
you
then I came back.
Did you physically run away?
Did you really?
Okay, tell us the story.
Yeah,
what happened?
Yeah.
So we were sitting in his parents' basement, because at the time he lived with them, and we were just hanging out and we were watching The Office, and he was just kind of just paused the show and I was like, oh no.
Yeah.
You knew.
I started to sweat.
Did you know?
And then he just said it and I was just, I didn't know what to do. And I just ran around in circles and I ran outside and I just took a minute and I came back in and I said, I really want to say it. I just can't yet.
Oh.
I'm just too nervous.
Yeah. So, right. It's a big word.
Yeah. I just, I felt it, but I was just too scared to say it out loud. So I just didn't.
You got to tell her how you feel.
Do I? What, can I wait for her?
But no, don't be weird. Not that that's weird.
I don't want to take the first step on this one. I asked out the first date. Could she say it?
That's not how it works, my friend. I agree with Michaela, though, between like three. It's whenever you feel it.
Yeah.
It's whenever you feel it. Getting some texts here. One from the 416. Yeah, 4 months. Mm-hmm. Got another one here from the 519. Yeah, 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
3 weeks, yeah.
I think that's
okay,
a good timeline.
Here's the problem. Okay, so Natalie's somebody that you know, dated people and that sort of thing. And I think there have been people in the past, and this happens to everybody, where they've acted like that, but then they haven't been that. So I think there's been a bit of a trust thing that we've had to build, right?
Yeah.
And I don't want to spook her.
I don't know. I don't think you're going to scare her. You're meeting her sister.
Okay. All right.
You're meeting her sister. We're getting a lot of texts coming in right now. And I just love it.
This sister's going to know. That's the thing. She's going to know by how you look at like her sister. She's going to know how you look at Natalie, how you feel. So if you said it, she could be like, he loves you.
Uh-huh. Oh, so, so, okay.
So if you don't, she might.
darling, to be honest, right. Not to get soft with you, she probably already knows because she probably already feels the same way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that that's necessarily the case. So
Triple nine, double nine, if Natalie loves Adam.
All right. So the question I have, I guess, is that, okay, so.
When's the right time?
Sure. Like, okay, do I wait? I wouldn't want to. Here's what I don't want to do. I'm already nervous enough. I don't want to say this before.
Okay.
Do I say it after? And also, can you give me some hints on how to properly impress her sister here? Because I do want to pass that test as
absolutely.
Well.
You're blushing. Like
one of the most uncomfortable conversations I've ever had.
And I just love when you're uncomfortable.
Thank you, Jax. 999-999 to Texas. I hate this.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So the question was supposed to be about a relationship hurdle, meaning in this specific instance, I'm meeting my girlfriend Natalie's sister and brother-in-law.
Lawyer has a name.
And this is it's a big deal because, like, she's got one sister.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, Jax has now spun this into...
I torpedoed it. I wanted to know if you told her that you loved her yet, because I can tell.
And Danny's on the phone. Good morning.
I am so enjoying this conversation.
I hate it, Danny. Why do you like this?
I'm with Jax, 100%. As soon as I hear your voice getting so nervous,
yes!
I literally am laughing.
Right?
I'm like, do it. Ask him if he loves her.
Yes, you knew where I was going to take it, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, are you kidding me? I saw the post with the cat this weekend. Okay?
He was just, I don't know. He just sat on my lap. We're cool. Just kept me and the cat.
Uh-huh,
so, Danny.
Because you're in love.
No.
Is it too soon to tell her?
Absolutely not. And you know what? I'm kind of like with Melissa as well. Like when my husband, now husband.
Michaela.
Or Michaela. Sorry.
It's okay.
First started telling me like he just started saying, you know, I think I'm falling in love with you.
Yeah.
Like, and I literally was like, don't. Like,
stop. Gotta go. Yeah.
Like this.
You see why I don't want to have this conversation, right? Right there.
I know, but I'm totally like that kind of person that's like, romance makes me uncomfortable, but we've been happily married for a long time and like, it worked out. Just do it.
All right.
Or plant those little seeds. Like, you know, I think I'm starting to fall for you. Like, I'm falling for you. Right.
Okay. This is great. So I'm setting myself up to not only meet her sister, but also have that conversation right afterwards. This is not going to be a pressure-filled Monday night.
I cannot wait to hear about this tomorrow morning.
Danny, thank you for joining the gal gang. I really appreciate it.
Of course. You guys have a great morning and good luck, Adam. She probably already is wanting to say it too. Don't worry.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Jax would like to keep this going. And the whole thing is, if you missed it, is that I'm meeting my girlfriend Natalie's sister tonight, and her brother-in-law as well. And the reason that this is important is that it's just the two of them, right?
Yeah.
So you gotta
Well, they're tight.
You can't, yeah. Like, it's like if a person's got, like, four siblings, it's like, well, if I get two of four, I think
yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah.
But it's like, we need...
The sister?
This is the one shot.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, anyway, Jax has now switched the conversation on me.
Because I want to know if you love her. I want to know because you're really excited about this, and I know you do.
I'm nervous about this. So what I was hoping for was like a little bit of like a hint on... You know, what you can do. And Jax wants to turn it into, you should tell her you love her.
No, I want to know when, like, because you got really, not weird about it. I know that you do. But you think it's too soon to tell her. So I want to know, like, when is too soon to tell. And we have, you know what, Adam? You have a lot of support and love.
Okay,
And other people are asking you. Text in the 416. I agree with Jax. Say it when you feel it. We're too old to be playing games. I've been with my boyfriend for 2 months and we just connected and felt it right away. We already say it. 2 months.
That's really, okay.
Yeah, that's really nice,
By the way,
right?
Congratulations to the two of you. Yeah. Very happy.
Yeah, I love that. Text from the 647. My God, this conversation this morning is giving me life. Yes, Adam, tell her how you feel. Also secretly loving that TJ isn't here to save you.
He would be backing me up hardcore on this one. It would have been nice to have him here for this.
For sure. Now, there is a little bit of feedback for meeting, you know, Natalie's sister. Don't try to impress us from the 416. Just be yourself. She'll pick up on the real you. If she doesn't like you, that's okay. She's not in the relationship. I don't necessarily think that's true because sisters have a bond that, like, if she doesn't like you, you're probably, but she's gonna love you.
I think in the power rankings, her sister's gonna come above me no matter what. So, okay,
all right. Text from the 9052, last one here. The longer you wait to tell her, the less awkward it's gonna be. So, you're building it up on both sides. There's gonna be no room for awkwardness if you just say it now. I think it's gonna be awkward as hell either way, but I just think you should say it. You feel it, she knows it, she feels it too. My accent's coming out hard because I'm excited about this. She knows it. She wants to love you. Yeah, I think you're going to be great tonight. I think you'll be wonderful tonight. And then you're going to tell her the way that you feel.
Don't say it like that.
I need some drama in my life. Like, I need some gossip.
Yeah, I guess you going and training with your girlfriend at F45 was not enough drama for you. Okay, well, listen.
I love it. I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I've hated every second of this.
I know you have.
So
I know you have.
Appreciate that.
Virgin Mornings with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
The Norwegian handball team was given a fine for defying the bikini bottom rule because they didn't want to wear bikini bottoms because it's a ridiculous rule and they have been charged. So Pink has offered to pay that fine. So many members on the team obviously felt bikini bottoms when they're actually, you know, being athletes are not... good. They're degrading. They're impractical. Critics also mentioned that, you know, men's teams, they get to wear shorts like the women want to, but they're not allowed to. And Pink, along with a ton of other artists, have kind of spoken out. However, Pink has actually offered to pay the entire fine. It's just, it's wild. It's archaic.
It is very weird that they would have that sort of, like, who cares?
Yeah,
just let them,
bizarre.
Like, if they want to wear, a winter coat, like, let them wear a winter coat. Like, just play the game.
They're the ones playing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Showtime has announced that Dexter and the Dexter reboot is actually going to be coming officially November 7th. So people have been waiting months and months and months for a date. The network's finally given the release date. They have also put out another teaser. It kind of shows Dexter Morgan, our favorite serial killer, in his new life in a chilly, snowy town. And it looks like everybody likes him, which is probably not going to last long. I just hope to God that this is better than the way that they ended the entire series.
How do you think the love affair with his sister is going to go?
Why did they do...
I don't get it.
He didn't need to be with Deb. He didn't. Their brother and sister.
It's really weird, man. That's weird.
And then they were married in real life. It was very complex.
Were they married in real life?
Yeah, they were married for... Yeah.
I did not know
that. Yeah, him and his sister, like the woman who played his sister, were married in real life. And then I think they divorced... Like, he went through a bunch of cancer treatments. Like, they're still really great friends.
He had quite a
whirlwind over the past few
years.
No
kidding.
And Kanye West pulled a Kanye West and said, no, my album's not coming out, actually. So Thursday night, if you remember, he played this humongous event at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. He played the album for a bunch of people, including Kim and his kids. A bunch of people were at the event, enjoyed the album. And then he said, okay, it'll be out in a couple hours. And like Kanye always does, it never came. Now, plot twist, he's living inside of the Mercedes-Benz Stadium to finish the album. He has apparently made a studio inside of the stadium, and he's hired a personal chef, and he won't leave. Until he's finished the album. No, this is... Like, I wish that this was a joke.
Did the people that run the stadium get a heads up on that?
I don't think they have a choice. Like, I think that he's just like,
he lives here now. You can charge Kanye rent for that, right?
Oh, for sure. He was actually seen... He took a break. He was seen watching one of the matches for 30 seconds, and he was wearing what looked like pantyhose on his face. Like,
okay.
It was a very odd costume. But either way, he's saying now the album will be out August 6th. That's what's trending up, Jax.
What do you charge Kanye for rent?
A lot. Like, a lot.
Yeah. But you get to say, Kanye made his album here.
Kanye's living in the rafters? Like,
he's literally the Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Can you go on a trip with another couple? Is it a good idea or a terrible idea? You know, a lot of people say, like, if you live away from home, mm-hmm. going home as a part of your vacation is not a vacation.
No,
because
you know,
you're at your family's house, you're living in you're sleeping in your old bedroom or whatever. And Jax has to do that in Nova Scotia in a couple weeks, right?
I'm leaving next Monday,
There you go. Yeah. And you're gonna go see your mom. That's great. But it's not a vacation.
No, and it's just like, it's just seeing people, catching up with people, like, just kind of bopping around. It's not really a relaxing vacation.
So you're planning your first vacation away with your girlfriend, Michelle.
Yeah.
And this is big. But you're considering bringing another couple along.
Yeah, so we were all at dinner on Saturday night, and like Misha and I have, like, we've been wanting to kind of go away, and I mean, hopefully we can do that by February. I'm thinking we can. Just go down to Mexico, do like an all-inclusive where you are forced to chill. Just forced to chill. Like, you can't really go anywhere. You just have to hang out. You have to eat. You have to drink. You just have to relax. So we're all at dinner. I was with Michelle and her best friend Jenny and Jenny's girlfriend, and we kind of made the plans, like, maybe we should all go together. And I've never been on, producer Michaela's giving me eyes over here. Is that?
I was just nodding my head. I was listening to the story.
Okay. Is that not a good idea though?
Continue.
Continue the story.
I just am worried that, like, because I know Jenny. I don't really know Jenny's girlfriend a lot, but she's a sweetheart. And I'm just, is it a bad idea to go
and
down
Let's be clear about where you're going here.
Yeah.
And what kind of a place you're going to. Because we're talking all-inclusive resort. So there's not... You're not going to do a lot of, like, you can, like, go on a vacation, like, walking around or, like, you can leave the resort and do other things.
Yeah. Where's laying around? You can't leave, really.
Right. So.
I'm getting some eyes in here.
Well, okay, Michaela, you tell her what you think.
I have two follow-up questions before I say it. One, is Michelle the type that would want to just go away with you? Like, is it your first vacation together?
Yeah, it would be.
Like, would it be nice? Like, imagine it was just the two of you. Like, would you guys want that? Or would you want it to be in a group setting?
I think if we were going somewhere, like, if we were going somewhere on an adventure, like, you know, we've talked about, like, you know, going to Europe and things like that. I think if it was an excursion, we'd want to go just us. But if we're just laying around, we can hang out with friends.
Okay. And my second one is, there's no romantic things you want to do, like a proposal or anything, right?
Pardon me?
Right? Well, that's my question.
No, Michaela,
but no. I was just wondering, woo! Like, that would change that would change my opinion too.
Thank you. Thank you. That paid you back for the love conversation an hour ago. Yes.
Well,
Michaela.
I don't know. I was just double checking.
I said to her, I was like, not there. And she said, not there.
So. Yeah, you.
So then in that case, I needed those two questions before I said
that. She wouldn't pull that on me, and I wouldn't pull that on her.
Okay.
In that case, go for it.
Okay.
Have a blast.
Thank you. Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to say. This is Jax.
Don't corner me.
Jax and Michelle's first time being able to get away together. Mm-hmm. Because Michelle can't leave this summer. She's a hairstylist. So she's booked.
So
you're booked. Yeah. You're booked for the next 6 months. Yeah. And then this is going to be her first shot at a real vacation.
Yeah.
It's going to be after Christmas that we're talking about here, right?
Yeah, she's booked.
So, like, you have the family vacation now, and then you're gonna have some sort of family thing at Christmas, because you always do, and that's not a vacation either. And you're gonna bring someone along on this trip?
See, and that's the thing, because I thought about
it's
that.
It's your first trip alone.
I was saying, if we're going on an excursion, I wouldn't want anybody else to be there, because, like, we're going on an adventure, like to Europe or to the UK. I guess that's in Europe, but yeah. But to Mexico, just hanging out, like, it's not really like
Jax,
a... Yeah, I guess
it's the first time that you get to be alone together, no dog, nothing, just you two.
Okay. I think if we're somewhere else, if it's an all-inclusive, I'm okay with somebody else being there.
I'm sorry, I have to cut you off. All right, now. You've heard this, okay? We've just dissected it. Now the question is, what do you think? Good idea or bad idea? It's your first vacation with somebody. Do you bring another couple along? That can be stressful. You don't even know how each other travels.
Yeah, that's true.
416-872-9999-999-999 to text. Are you yay or nay on this? And we're going to take the first five calls and texts. And we want to know what you think. Not just yes or no, but why. Why is important.
Okay.
Because no offense to your friends, but they ain't you and Michelle.
Yeah.
And maybe you guys need some time. Do they even know that this is the first vacation you guys have taken?
What's that? No, it'd be their first vacation too together.
Boy, guys are taking some risks here. I know people that have traveled together as friends.
Yeah.
And they never talk ever again.
Really?
Yeah. Is this, are you sure?
Not anymore.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I think it's a bad idea. Which is why we're putting it into a scientific survey. Jax has the opportunity to go on vacation with her girlfriend for the very first time. Now, this vacation won't happen until February, but they're planning it, and they're like, eh, do we bring another couple along? And I'm like, no!
Yeah, our buddies, we love them.
Producer Michaela, what side are you on this one?
I say go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. You're just jealous. Yeah, I didn't invite you.
Now, Michaela likes this because she's so afraid of love that a little bit of separation's good. Even from her own partner. She'd be like, well, at least I've got them. So if he gets a little, if he tells me he loves me, I can hide behind
him. Fair. Me. That is true.
Start swimming home.
Yeah. All right, we got a call first. We're going to take the first five calls and text and vote on this. Hi there, what do you think?
I'm anti going with another couple for your first vacation.
Okay.
But it's doing all-inclusive, so it's kind of different. Like, it's not like we're going to, like, Rome with another couple.
We know what you're doing.
Okay.
Okay, you've explained that. Let Maria tell us why she agrees with me and takes the correct stance.
I don't know. I feel like it's just your first time together on a vacation. Just, like, soak it up. Soak that time alone together,
true.
You know? Like, you can always go on more vacations with your friends, like, after you know how you both travel.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, if it's your first one, like, we've been through COVID, just enjoy it. Like, enjoy being alone. Like, I heard you said, like, without the dog, like, soak it up.
Yeah, just what if you want to be inside and naked all day and your friend's like, hey, come on out, drink. Like,
no thanks. That was literally my first thought. I'm like, hello. Like, don't you want to be, like, inside the hotel room for, like, a full day?
Yeah, but we can
several
do that
sometimes.
And just say bye-bye it's, to our friend.
Yeah.
No, but then they're going to know what's up. And there's still a lack of privacy.
It's like you're reporting to nobody. Like, you don't have to tell anyone where you're going. You can just drink all day, you know, be in the room all day. It's whatever you want.
True.
I feel like you
need
that freedom for the first vacation together.
All right. Hey, thank you for your call, Maria. You
no
rock.
Problem. Bye. Love you guys.
We love you too. So that's one vote, Adam.
Oh, it's Team Adam now.
It's
is
Team
it?
Adam and Team Michaela.
Okay.
Because you are merely the test subject here. Now, Michaela, I'm gonna trust you to read the text messages here.
Yeah.
Hit us up.
Okay. One from the 416 says, yes, just set boundaries before you go. Yeah. Ask them what their expectations are. The trip could be full of surprises. This other one from the 416 says, go for it. It's fun to travel with another couple.
Yeah.
Tons of laughs, but just agree that prior to it you can spend some time apart.
Yeah.
One from the 416 says, it's cool to bring someone else sometimes, but I think for this time you guys should go together.
Thank you.
It's a good bonding time and growing together.
Yes.
And the last one from the
2 by the way, we're tied here, if anybody's keeping track.
Sorry,
so this is going
tied.
To decide.
Don't worry, Adam Wilde's keeping track, isn't he?
This is very important that we win
this. This last one from the 289 says, it's your first vacation away with your significant other. I would want to enjoy the company, just the two of
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Okay.
So
that's fair.
Are you going to listen to the Virgin Radio listeners who love you, who are invested in you, who listen to your life story, follow you and your silly dances online?
Am I going to listen? I'm going to take into consideration.
Jack, okay, here's what I need you to do.
Taking the
consideration. Because she's being stubborn. This is Jack's
I just want to party
stubborn.
With my friends and my girlfriend.
Can you please just DM Jax and tell her not to do this, okay? At Jax on air, please. Do me that favor.
Don't you dare.
Have a wonderful day. Me. That's it for today.
Adam.
No, that's where we're landing. DM Jax today. Spam her.
I love you.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.